Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're listening live, today is April 6, 2017. And if you're listening in our archives, this is show number 454. It's a great day to give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So you're a year older than you were yesterday. How does it feel?
Like I'm 10 years older, actually.
Did you have a nice
Did I tell you about the pain in my side?
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
I don't know how I can go on.
So, did you have a good dinner last night?
I did. We went to our favorite, my favorite. I don't know about, can't speak for everyone else. One of my favorite places here. It's a Mongolian restaurant where they cook everything on a big
iron. Yeah.
It's great. I love that. Yeah, it was fine.
Good.
I'm having a bigger party on the weekend.
Well, of course you are. And you had one yesterday in the chat room.
I had one in the chat
room. With virtual cake.
It's an embarrassment of parties.
It is. It definitely is.
I mean, I don't deserve all these parties.
You do.
I do?
Yes.
Okay, I deserve all these
parties. I have
parties.
A friend who refuses to celebrate her birthday and won't, you know, when you meet her for 3 years, she doesn't tell you, you know, even the date.
Really?
Yeah, she just doesn't like to think about it.
Who am I to deny anyone the right to celebrate my birthday?
The reward they feel when they celebrate your birthday.
Who am I to deny that right?
Exactly.
I couldn't do it with a straight face.
Listen, I have an email to read to you.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a little embarrassed because it came in on March 1st.
Yes,
and
ahead.
Somehow it fell through the cracks, but it's a cool email, okay?
Okay.
It's from a guy named Richard Clark.
Hi, Richard.
He is a seller on eBay. He didn't put down his eBay ID.
Darn.
But here's his story.
What?
Last year, I bought my son a pair of shoes on eBay. And when they arrived, he hated them.
Oh, jeez.
I had no idea what I was going to do with them, so I thought, wonder if I could put them on eBay and resell them. He was not an eBay seller.
Oh, okay.
He paid $30 and they resold for $65. So I was now curious. He said,
yeah.
Can we make extra money reselling shoes on eBay? This is what he did. You know, we all make mistakes at the beginning, right?
Yes.
He drove around and bought about 10 pairs of what he thought were good deals.
Oh, no.
And he placed them on eBay and got a very slow reaction.
Yeah.
He said, I saw on a blog someone recommended that you always have make best offer as an option so customers can get a chance to make a deal. And boom, we were off to the races. We have sold over 2,200 items and $150,000 in sales in our first 6 months.
Well, that's fantastic.
Expanded into clothing and bedding and currently have around 750 items listed and 2,500 total items. As a lot are multiples in inventory.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. I've got something. Something's not making sense here.
Okay.
When did he start on this adventure? This past March?
No, that's when he sent the email.
Oh,
and I'm not reading it until today.
Oh.
So I'm a month late in reading it.
Because I'm thinking he's done all that
work
in 1 month?
No.
Good for him.
So what he did was he sold over 2,200 items.
That's fantastic.
Had $150,000 in sales in his first 6 months, expanded into clothing and bedding, and currently he has around 750 items listed, but 2,500 total because there are a lot of multiples.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also became a top-rated seller.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
I know, but he has a question. He says, now we receive offers day and night. It's almost a full-time job replying, but we probably sell 40 to 50% of our items with a negotiated price.
Sure.
We don't currently take any profit from our sales and reinvested every penny back into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal was to reach 2,000 listed items by the end of the year with no debt. My question is this.
Yeah.
Is it really possible to allow offers when you get to 2,000 listings, or would we be better off just setting a great price with a great listing and great pictures and just let it ride?
Well, I'd be really hesitant to tell someone to stop doing something that's resulting in 50% of their sales. So if it's a time issue thing, there are two things. Number one, it's working for you, so I would not stop taking offers.
Isn't there an automatic?
There is an there. You can automate this, where you can automatically decline or accept offers, an offer for an individual item. You can set the ceiling and the floor price, below which you is automatically declined, and above which is automatically accepted. This could actually reduce your workload
yes,
a lot.
Yes, it would.
And you can set this individually, so it's each listing. It's not like a global thing. You have to
percentage or anything. What I did was I just made a listing for linens.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, linens.
Linens. And
there she goes, airing her dirty linen in public.
No, it's not dirty linen. It was new. Or was it the linens? No, it was a platter, a china platter. China platter, right?
Oh, cool.
And so it's going to be up there in the next day or two. It's from my mother's set. I'm starting to put that up there.
Sure.
And so what I did with that was the platter is very rare. You cannot find it anywhere. Okay, the platter to this set.
Really?
Yeah, and the cream and sugar bring in more money too.
No,
in the
I'm
gravy
intrigued.
Boat, right? So, well, it's from, you know, it's good china. So, I put it up there for like, $50, and then I put the best offer thing to accept anything above 40.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to worry about it, you know, I mean, you know, if they want to make an offer below that, it automatically says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. So anyway, we're going to have Richard on the show, hopefully. We're going to get in touch with him and see if he would be so kind as to be a guest on the show, because I think he would have a lot to tell us about. It's so exciting, isn't it, when somebody... But the funniest part of the email was, as soon as I read the part, we drove around and bought about 10 pairs of what we thought were good deals. I thought, well, okay.
Yeah, that could be
not
a problem.
Not always, yeah.
But it's working for you. The other thing you could do, if you want more control... you might want to hire someone just to review or do something else in your workflow that leaves you the opportunity to check in and either accept or decline offers. But I think you should try the automatic, accept decline feature. That could save you a lot of time.
Well, Richard, somebody's going to be calling you, probably CJ, or sending you email.
Yeah, we want you.
We want you to come on the show. I hope you're listening today. If not, you know, maybe you'll listen in the archives. I don't know.
I love those success stories. Oh. They're a testament to the beauty of the marketplace, and you know, I love eBay, but they're also an even bigger testament to somebody who discovers within themselves an entrepreneur streak
that
they
love
didn't know was there.
I know.
That's fantastic.
It's heartwarming.
It's wallet warming is what it is.
It is. And I love the stories when people say, oh, my God, overnight I realized maybe I could make money doing this. And, of course, you make mistakes along the way. But
well, who doesn't?
What the heck?
Well, you don't.
Hey, you know what? I am so lucky.
What?
If I don't know how to do something in a listing, I have CJ Jacinto and eBetsy.
You have so many people to
please
help you.
And if they're not available, you know, I'm off to Dana or somebody. I mean, I have, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it's not just me. These people will help you guys too.
They will.
Chat room, for instance, call us up here at eBay Radio. There are plenty of people out there who can help you when you get stuck. And at the beginning, you do get stuck a lot. I'm still having problems with shipping.
Really? What kind of problems? What do you mean problems?
Okay. Because I sell one-offs, you know, now I'm doing this multiple, listing of course the platter is going to be by itself, but I have like 12 soup plates and I have 11 of the bread and and I'm going to do variable listings on that, but I still have issues. Like, for instance, I have never packed and shipped a big china platter.
Oh, that's not so hard. I can show you how to do that.
So the queen of auctions,
she could too,
Griffola.
Yeah.
Can help me with that. So
yeah, she can, I mean, Lynn does this every day. She can give you some advice.
And when you're selling one-offs, every now and then you're going to come up with something and you're not exactly sure how to pack it and ship it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm into that thing right now with the China. China's not the easiest thing in the world to sell because you have to ship it so carefully, don't you?
Yeah, dishes.
Dishes, yeah.
We used to call that in the antiques trade. So what has she got in her shop? Dishes.
Aye.
Dishes used to be really hot, and they are still collectors, but that market has cooled over the last two decades.
Before we go into the next segment, I want to remind you that eBay is dialing up their 2017 ad campaign to bring even more buyers to the site. And this month, vignettes on HGTV will drive traffic to eBay's home and garden category, while an online video from eBay Motors does the same for the parts and accessories category. eBay will also continue their pit box presence during NASCAR races. In addition, you'll hear iHeart radio spots touting eBay as the place to buy new spring fashions. The company's Mother's Day campaign will include email, social media, and on-site ads. And to attract millennials, eBay is partnered with Condé Nast on Instagram and Refinery29 on Facebook. So they're going to be doing, they're doing a lot of marketing right now for us to bring people onto the site. So please feel comfortable knowing that we're doing that.
Yes.
And I'm happy about that. So Griff, telephone number?
Oh, that number is 40, that's my phone number.
Oh my God.
888-723-4630.
888-Radio 30. You can give us a call.
If you like doing that letter thing, which I've never been good at.
No,
I just
either.
Like the numbers, you know.
I do, but we do it both ways for obvious reasons.
Obviously.
Radio 30 is easy to remember.
Radio 30 is real easy to remember.
Ryan, I was lucky to get that.
I was listening to radio when I was 30 years old. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We're expecting your call. Gosh darn it. 888-723-4630. Call us here at eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need BubbleFest's Mark and Robin Levine. The superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, BubbleFast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join BubbleFast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. You can share your eBay success stories with us, or you can ask your eBay question or post your eBay comment live on the show at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
What's going on with you?
Oh, okay. Wait. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I think somebody's at the door.
eBay Radio poppin'.
This show is nothing if not professional. Well, look who's here. Hey, have a seat. It's our very own Christina Victor. And Christina's here with some news, I suppose, right? What's that in your hands,
yes,
Christina?
Yes. Hi, Griff. And what an entrance for the poppin', by the way.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, like I said, we're nothing but professional.
So what I have in my hand, Griff, here are the new eBay-branded shipping supplies that we have.
Ta-da.
We just came out with these.
Oh. Look, Lee, listen.
Tissue paper.
It's tissue paper fire.
What does tissue it paper. Look like, pray tell?
Well, it's very white tissue paper with little green dots and the green eBay logo on it. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
We like it a
wow.
lot.
Wow.
Yeah. So this, I'm going to get some of this. And that's, and the other thing is a sticker.
Stickers. I don't know how you're going to make noises with these, but
well,
you can give it.
It
a shot.
Here we go. I'm banging the roll of stickers.
There you go.
So
you can't feel supplies, but or you can hear them on the radio,
right.
I guess.
These are about 3-inch in diameter, green sticker with the white eBay logo. They would go well on a package or on a box or on your face if you want to hide yourself because they're big enough to be like a little mask.
Or on your hat, like in Periscope yesterday.
I had put one on my hat yesterday. I was like, well, there it is. So what are these for, Christina? Talk to us a little bit. What are these new items?
Yeah, so the reason we came out with a couple of these new items, our holiday tissue paper with the blue snowflakes, if you recall.
I got a
those
lot
were,
of that.
Yeah, that was a big top seller during holiday. So sellers really enjoyed that. And there had been some requests that we saw over social and other various channels inquiring as to whether we would have new tissue paper for year round.
Okay.
And so that's why we came out with the green polka dot tissue paper. So that's available now on ebay.com/supplies. And then our sticker can be used with the tissue paper. So there are, you know, a few different ways that you can use these supplies. You can use the sticker to seal the tissue paper. You can seal your envelope with the sticker, the poly mailers that you can buy in our supply store. And you can use the sticker on the outside of your box. If you have a plain brown box, it's a really easy way to add a nice little touch.
That's so cool.
Okay, so I see the green stickers.
Yes.
Where's the tissue paper that I want desperately?
The tissue paper should be one of the top items on ebay.com/supplies.
You're not seeing it?
Uh-uh.
Maybe it's sold out.
Hmm.
Let's check it out.
Oh, no.
So it's ebay.com.
I'm checking it out, too.
/supplies. Love those short URLs. Let's see what we got. I see the stickers.
Yeah.
You can put them on your castuses.
Hmm.
And, but I don't see any tissue paper, babe. I think you might have sold out there.
That's very curious. We had some just this morning. I'll have to check in on that.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
I wanted to get
us some now. I think you should leave.
I feel so ashamed.
Christina, don't come back until you have some tissue paper. Well, she has some here if you want some. Here, I'll do this.
Yeah, sure.
We have two sheets here.
Tease us with it.
Well, I'll have to check in on that and get back to you.
Okay.
These are two sheets you might as well put to the wind at this point.
So these stickers look really good. They're 3 inches by 3 inches.
They're big stickers.
Yes.
Nice big stickers. So tell us again how you would use those stickers, Griff, or Christina.
Well, you can annoy your friends with them. No, you can put them on boxes or tissue paper or, you know, when I wrap my...
A little note.
You can put them on your invoice. What I'm going to do is, I wrap my shirts in, this kind of charcoal gray tissue paper. And then I seal it with some tape, but I'm going to change the way I fold them and then seal it with one sticker that says eBay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, if you look on, in the sticker listing, there are a couple photos of how you can use the sticker. So there's a photo of the box with the sticker on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pants that are wrapped in tissue and sealed with the sticker.
And that looks so cool. Griff, I can see your shirts with that.
So I think, yeah, it looks like they ran out of the tissue paper. So I'm looking in the sold listing, and it says here that they sold, well, that's weird. It says they sold 11.
Hmm.
So maybe something's up.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Something is afoot.
Yeah, something's afoot.
Mm. I will check on that.
Okay.
I will let you know what the deal is. But speaking of shirts, also, Griff,
oh, shirts,
I did
yes.
want to add, yeah. There were some questions from sellers around the color of the tissue paper and, you know, would they bleed onto clothing? We did test for that, and we didn't see any bleeding. So we kind of soaked the tissue, rubbed it on
good.
White clothing, and there was no bleeding. So rest assured, for those who sell clothing, you're safe with this tissue paper.
You're cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got a bunch of eBay shipping supplies. I got some of those air jacket envelopes.
Oh, great.
And they're just beautiful. It's a whole different thing. When you ship something out in a box that says eBay on it, and they're so neat. They're so cool looking.
Yes, they are.
Or even the envelopes. I love it. And I haven't heard any complaints. So how are you guys doing with it?
You know, it's going well. We have 99.8% positive feedback from sellers.
Wow.
So it seems to be well liked. And to your point of air jackets, I did want to mention too that, we're now offering air jackets in small quantity packs of 25.
Yes.
As well as tape in small quantity packs of 6. So if you don't have room to store a ton of supplies or you don't go through it that quickly, could be a great option.
Yeah, because I don't go through them that quickly right now, but I hope to soon.
Mm-hmm.
My sales are down because I can't list right now. But.
Well, so when are you going to get them back?
Get what back?
The tissue.
Yeah, Christina, when are we going to get some tissues?
As soon as I can.
She had to come on here and get beaten up, right?
No, I mean, that's just a testament to how popular they are.
I guess so. That was fast.
And to the complaint, the only thing I've heard from
really?
People who are afraid to use these, I'm not afraid to use them, but for people who are afraid to use them is they think that people will steal them off their porch.
Oh, this is just nonsense. Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
You know, other companies have their name on their boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, all big retailers, I would say,
sure.
have their name right on their box.
Remember,
front and center.
Remember, it's not your responsibility to make sure that the buyer's destination address is or delivery address is secure. That's the buyer's. And if your
right.
delivery confirmation shows that the item was delivered and it's delivered to a non-secure place, that's not your responsibility. It's the buyer's. Mm. The buyer should know better. So.
So this is exciting to have these new things come out. What's next?
Oh, it's always what's next with you.
Well, there are a couple things that you can keep your eye out later, probably this month, I would say. We have the small size 6x9 poly jacket or poly mailer, whichever
Oh, yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we have that coming up, and we have a box and tape bundle as well. So you can get 2 rolls of tape and 25 boxes, so a kind of a mix and match of 5 of our best-selling box sizes. You can now buy those together in a bundle.
I love that.
And that'll be sometime this
coming
month,
up.
You think?
Yeah, probably later this month.
So how is it decided? Is there a committee? God forbid. Is there a committee and do people, I mean, how is it decided what you're going to do?
Yeah, basically it is a committee.
Yeah.
And we meet to understand, you know, what the seller feedback is and what the needs are and what the opportunity size is for supplies of certain sizes and, for certain verticals as well. We're definitely exploring vertical specific supplies moving forward. And we're also, vertical specific. So if there can be cell phone boxes, for example, or, you know, something like that that relates to a vertical specifically. So we're looking into that. And also coming up will be our holiday supplies. So that'll be a new variation of the snowflake design that we saw last holiday.
But it's a variation of it.
Yes, it won't be the snowflakes this year. It'll be something new and exciting.
So go back to the vertical specifics, which I know are to come later. But
mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a cell phone. Would that be a box or would it be a...
We are exploring a box that would fit a cell phone in it. But nothing's for sure yet.
I understand. I understand. You could have a box for jewelry.
Yes, that is also
on
the table.
That would be adorable.
That would be.
You know the Tiffany box? Mm-hmm. We'd have the eBay box.
Nothing says I love you like an eBay logo.
It's true.
That's so true. It's very true.
Well, why did eBay start doing this?
So we started out with eBay-branded shipping supplies around this time last year. And it's basically, you know, to make sure that as eBay, in partnership with our sellers, we're putting our best foot forward in terms of delivery experience. So any large upscale retailer that you see in the marketplace today will have their branded boxes, their branded shipping supplies. So it's really aligning with that marketplace expectation.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So did you bring anything to give away?
I sure did.
Oh, a giveaway. Yay.
Okay, we're going to have a trivia contest.
Is some of it green tissue paper? Because we can't find it on the site.
Good thing I have some of that in my desk.
Oh, you do?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so
don't come rushing my desk now.
So I won't.
What's the first thing we're going to give away? Oh, when we come back. Okay. We'll ask the trivia question.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We're waiting for your call. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at the ebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.
Listen while you list.